Okay, we're live, good to go. JT, you're happy with the system here?
Yep, we are now recording.
Excellent, and so I'd like to call to order our special city council meeting, our truth and taxation meeting for Wednesday, August 12th. And we will start with a roll call, please.
Councilmember Burgess.
Here.
Councilmember Cochran.
Here.
Chair Knutson.
Here.
Councilmember Harker.
Here.
Councilmember Barbieri.
Here.
Thank you. We will go ahead and start with our pledge and reverence being handled by Councilmember Burgess. Ernest.
All stand, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
If we could bow our heads and we'll offer prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before thee. We're thankful for this opportunity to come here for this truth and taxation. We really pray that we might be able to make the right decisions and take in the needs and concerns of the citizens. We're thankful for all the blessings we have and the freedoms and the privileges, and we offer our prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Ernest. Excellent. We will now move into our topic for tonight, our truth in taxation and final budget adoption. We will start off with item 2.1, a presentation regarding the proposed property tax increase, the impact schedule of said increase, and ensuring compliance with the Utah Truth in Taxation Act by our city administrator, John Taylor. JT.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair, and also would like to note we have had one individual join online.
Thank you.
Do you see that?
Yes, I do.
Kim, can I get you to switch to my computer, please? Thank you very much. This is a notice that was provided by Salt Lake County of their proposed tax increase schedules for this valley and their dates and times and amounts. Also noted in the back are copies of this schedule should anyone like to take them. However, I do believe this is the last night for this county of these two truth and taxation meetings. Taylorsville City is looking to increase a tax rate of 5.02% that will yield $234,800 in additional property tax revenue. The increase is the 5.02% in property tax budgeted revenue above last year, and it excludes eligible new growth. The published notice also shows the impact on a $498,000 residence as an increase from last year's total tax of $224.32 that would be raised to $235.55, or $11.23 per year, or 94 cents a month for a resident. For a business valued at $498,000, it changes their increase to $20.42 a year, or $1.70 a month for the business increase. It should be noted the increase, the $234,800, will be used to increase for public works maintenance. This is the revenue budget. This is the public budget that shows the property tax line items where the money was allocated, and it shows specifically just the tax increase number. And this is the slide that this is the budget document that shows the expense in the public works contract for the additional road maintenance for the $234,800. In the last 7 years, our road maintenance, the blue columns are our public works budget numbers. The orange line that you see, and the shade doesn't come through very well, but the difference in those two are the road maintenance amount of road maintenance that's been left out, just in not overreacting or knee-jerk reacting to the price in oil and price in inflation. We can deal with road maintenance not having to be done every year, and it's a decent way to handle large changes in the economy, but we are to the point where we need to start fixing some of the old, and I can projects that are left from, I don't know if that shows up either, from previous years, fiscal years 22, 23, 24, 25, and even this year. The amount, you can see, we've got 300, 3.75 million that is our projects and maintenance that is undone. We're adding $500,000, half of which is the property tax increase. The other is coming from fund balance with a $3.2 million deficit that we're still hoping oil prices come down and things level out a little bit. So with that, Mr. Chair, that leaves, that's the noticement requirement. That's the explanation of where the property tax is going. Are there any questions?
Yes, Council, any questions? Very good. Thank you for the presentation on that. And now we will go ahead and move into our next item, our public hearing to receive public comment regarding the proposed property tax increase. And so before I open the public hearing, I do see our one participant online that we have. If the participant online would like to make comment, we would ask that you let JT know in the chat about that so he can give you the instructions. But we would be opening things up first to those who were in council chambers to give comment. So with that said, I will open our public hearing to receive comment. Any who are here, you can come up to the microphone and give us your name and your comment, and we'll make sure that our recorder has your name so that we can have that for the record. So it's open. Please come forward.
Hi, my name is Leah Gingery. Thank you for the opportunity to come and speak to you.
Excuse me, is the microphone on?
JT is not,
sorry. It's all right.
Is it on now?
Yes,
now. Okay.
Thank you.
My name is Leah Gingery. Thank you to the members here, as well as our esteemed Mayor Overson. Thank you for taking my comment and listening to my interest in this. I would be remiss if I didn't take the opportunity to speak against yet another tax increase on our citizens. It seemed like the Salt Lake County Council increased taxes 15%, and that almost became a green light to all the cities to follow in suit. As you see, there is meeting after meeting of all the cities planning to also increase their property taxes. Not once, and I understand it's for road maintenance and things like that, but not once have I heard any mention of any attempted cuts. Not only did I not really see attempted cuts in the Salt Lake County tax increase, but it was the same now with the city tax increase. As families who have to set budgets, which we very much do a line item budget for ourselves, checking receipts, checking things like that. If we have a housing renovation that we want to do, if we have a vacation we want to go on, we make sacrifices to save for that. And sometimes we say, well, I guess now is not the time. We can't do that kind of thing now. Also, I noticed that our library, our Taylorsville library, just got a $400,000 facelift, which I realize is not the city's budget that went to that, that was the county at the same time. That was a facelift that I find to be very unnecessary because it's nearly taller. And now there is a door that opens kind of backwards from what you would think it would. So when I went in for the first time and they asked me, what do you think of the entrance? I said, I'm not the biggest fan because this had a $400,000 tax bill. And we as citizens, well, that wasn't Taylorsville City that paid for it. We're still being taxed by both the county and by the city. So we're still feeling the burden as the taxpayers on things like that, regardless of who's paying for it. But as the city, that's what I would encourage you to do, is look where you can make cuts. Look for 5% where there is overlap. We need to allow the people who have and are being primaried on the Salt Lake County Council, for example, Lori Stringham, who is very much being challenged by contestant Kathleen Anderson, and we need to allow people like Shane Manwaring, who's running for sheriff, and both of them are running on the premise of, we want to see where there is overlap between the cities and the counties and find who does it well and find where we can cut the fluff. We need to allow that process to happen before all the cities start proposing tax increases. I know it's only $11 a year. That's not a big deal. But all that adds up over time.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much for taking my comment.
Absolutely. Thank you. Is there additional comment that would like to be made? Okay. All right. Seeing no other comments here in chambers, I will, JT, does it look like our online participant would like to make any comment?
Josh, if you'd like to make comment, if you would turn your camera on and unmute your mic, we will move you over to the screen. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you. So seeing no others in chambers or comments online, I will close our public hearing. And now we have two resolutions to be looking over. First is item 2.3, resolution number 26-21. This being the resolution of the City of Taylorsville adopting the final property tax levy for the 2026 tax year. And I'll open it up for any council discussion to be taking place. Council? Okay. Seeing no questions or discussion, I will entertain a motion. Meredith?
I move that we adopt resolution number 26-21, a resolution of the City of Taylorsville adopting the final property tax levy for the 2026 tax year following compliance with the Utah Truth and Taxation Act, making legislative findings and authorizing implementation.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Second.
Hey. Roll call, please.
Councilmember Barbieri.
Yes.
Councilmember Cochran.
Yes.
Councilmember Harker.
Yes.
Council Chair Knutson.
Yes.
Councilmember Burgess.
Yes.
Thank you. And we'll move on to item number 2.4, resolution number 26-22, a resolution regarding amending and adopting the final budget for this fiscal year to reflect completion of the truth and taxation process. Are there any items for discussion? If there are none, I will entertain a motion. Anna.
I'll make a motion. We approve resolution number 26-22, a resolution of the City of Taylorsville amending and adopting the final budget for the fiscal year beginning July 1st, 2026 and ending June 30th, 2027, following completion of the Utah Truth and Taxation process.
Thank you. Kurt.
Second.
Betsy, roll call, please.
Councilmember Cochran.
Yes.
Council Chair Knutson.
Yes.
Councilmember Burgess.
Yes.
Councilmember Barbieri.
Yes.
Councilmember Harker.
Yes.
Thank you. I appreciate all of the time that we have been able to put in, and this is always good to be able to get these items addressed as we need. With that, there are no other items for the agenda, so it looks like we are to the point to where we can adjourn. Kurt?
Motion to adjourn.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
Second.
Thank you, Meredith. And for this, I will ask for a roll call, please. Betsy.
Councilmember Burgess.
Yes.
Yes. Excuse me.
Chair Knutson.
Yes.
Councilmember Cochran.
Yes.
Councilmember Barbieri.
Yes.
Councilmember Harker.
Yes.
Thank you. We are adjourned.
Thank you. Thank you for coming. We appreciate your comments. It's important.
Yeah.